If you are ready to have a massive identity shift and step into the version of you who has everything you want, who is living the life that you desire, that version, I call her my alter Shigo. The Queen of Confidence is my alter Shigo. And if you want to create this version of you who is unlimited, you want to see how she lives, how she dresses, how she walks into the room, then my friend, we're about to create the alter Shigo experience. My love, the alter Shigo practice is all about finding your future self. It's about tapping into your future self. This is not something I made up. I actually stole this from Hamish. He opened a gym, I think in 2018, called the alter ego. Alter ego was all about embodying who you want to be. And the gym helped people to think about the future selves. Hamish loves superheroes, if you don't know. He's obsessed with superheroes. And so his big kind of idea was about helping people to tap into their Spider-Man version or James Bond or all the things like Superman. He's obsessed with Superman. And so he would teach his clients to basically tap into this future version of them, the version of them that has everything they want, the version of them that is uncapped and amazing. And so I love the idea so much that I stole it. And I was like, oh my God, women need to create their alter ego, but I'm going to call it the alter Shigo. And alter Shigo is the best because, hello, it's amazing. And so this is also a preview of my book. So if you haven't got my book, Becoming Magnetic, chapter 6 is all about values and your true north, which what we just covered. Chapter 7 is creating your alter Shigo. So if you have the book, if you got the audio book or you're reading it, you can go deep into it as along with this as well. And we're going to explain it. I'm going to take you through a keynote that I do on expressing and creating your alter Shigo. And really, it's all about main character energy. And so we're going to look at some slides together. There's a video that I normally would play in my keynote that I'm not going to play. So instead, I'm going to link the video below. It's a Beyonce video of her speaking about Sasha Fierce. It is so good. But I can't put the video here because Beyonce will sue me and we don't want that. So basically, click the link. You can go watch it on YouTube. It was her interview with BET when she was talking about her first time she stepped into Sasha Fierce at the BET Awards. And it's amazing. What I want to say to this is you're not being fake. Creating alter Shigo is not fake it till you make it. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. So we're going to get into what it is. I'm going to share this with you because I think it's really important that you start to understand how to create your alter Shigo and what she actually is. So I'll be over here in the corner. Hello, you can see me. I might move around every once in a while so I don't block my slides. Okay, so creating your main character energy. So just thinking about that, what does that mean when I say that? I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people think that I am the queen of confidence and I am always confident and I am this confident person all the time. That is not true. I have a confession to make. I was a hot mess express. Most of my life, I struggled with confidence. I was not magnetic. I did not have any self-belief. I came from a broken home, a mother who struggled with bipolar. She was mentally ill. My dad left when I was 2 years old and I was raised in foster homes. From when I was 2 years old until I was 16, I was in the foster care system. I was sexually abused, physically abused. I had so much trauma and I was broken. I was really a broken woman for most of my life until I moved to Australia in 2012 and spent 8 years healing and working on myself. The photo of me in the middle is me crying at a retreat. It was my broken moment. I didn't know anyone was taking a photo and I was broken. I mean, terribly broken. I can still remember how my heart felt in that moment. And it was a moment where I got to see, you know, what happens if I don't step into who I know I can be? What happens if I continue to play small? What happens if I don't level up? What happens if I allow my life to continue in the way it was? I was drinking too much alcohol. I was not healing my pain. You know, I was working on myself, but I wasn't really working on myself. And this investment that we made, my husband and I went to this retreat in Bali. We spent $8,000 on this retreat. And that was the money that he had for my wedding ring. It makes me a little bit emotional thinking about it because Hamish didn't buy me a wedding ring. You know, we didn't have a wedding. We spent $8,000 or more on this retreat that we did. We bought the flights, we paid for the hotels, we paid for everything. And we went to this retreat and we healed and we cried. And it was such an incredible experience. It was a business retreat as well. And I didn't even have a business, okay? Anyway, now I do. But all the things, right? And so I was in the military. I married my high school sweetheart. He passed away in a car accident. That was my broken, like my massive rock bottom moment. I've had many rock bottom moments. And so I am not the queen of confidence, okay? I am not this confident woman who is amazing all the time and I feel good all the time and I never doubt myself. I am always doubting myself. I am always scared. I am always on the edge. I am out of my comfort zone 99.99% of the time. I don't even think I live in comfort. I'm always uncomfortable. And that's the whole point. And so I just want to share with you that although I'm calling myself the queen of confidence, doesn't mean I'm confident. So I went from this very shy, lacking confidence person to, oh, this is weird, my head's on my head, to becoming the queen of confidence. And the queen of confidence is, guess what, my alter ego. So she is not me. I am embodying the future version of me. My alter ego likes pink. She wears hats and crazy nails, as you can zoom in and see in the photos. She loves sequins. She's out there. The lady on the left, that was not my alter ego. That was Erica playing small in a terrible relationship. The person on the left you can't see cut out is an ex-boyfriend who was a jerk. And I allowed myself to get treated badly. I actually had a sign above my head that was magnetizing terrible partners, people treating me badly, no boundaries, a lack of self-esteem, a lack of self-belief. And I was getting that result. I was getting the result of a bad life, miserable, unhappy, just really unhappy. And it was all my trauma that I hadn't healed. And when I started healing it, this lady was born, the queen of confidence, my alter ego. So I want you, as you're listening to me and watching this, to think about, what does main character energy mean to you? What does stepping into your alter ego mean to you? What does that mean? And maybe if you're watching me, pause this, write it down. What does that mean? What does that mean? Take a minute to actually ask yourself what that means. Here's the importance of this, and I don't know where I'm going to put myself now because this is very, very, very important. Actually, I'm going to let myself be, take myself out. So the important thing here is that confidence, self-belief, self-esteem, alter ego, alter ego, all of this stuff, this is not some cute little BS thing that you shouldn't care about, okay? This is actually super important stuff that we're dealing with here because these stats are real. Worldwide, women are subject to sexual and physical abuse, intimate partner violence. 82% or more of people struggle with imposter syndrome. 90% of women will not generate 100K a year, okay? Less than 90% of women will generate 100K. So if you have 100K, you're in the top 10%. 50 years ago, women could not get a credit card without a man being a co-signer. If that doesn't piss you off, I don't know what will. There's a lot here, okay? And it's important. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good situation. We second-guess ourselves and we don't start businesses. We second-guess our decisions. So confidence is an important thing. It's massive. It's huge. It's something that I want you to take seriously, especially if you're in this program with me. We're not messing around. So what if you decided right now to change things, to show up, to speak up, to stand up, to create your power, to take up space, to step into your confidence, to step into your alter ego and define her? What if you could do that? How would your life be different? How would your business be different? How would you show up on sales calls? How would you mother? Ooh. If you're a parent, I hope this punches you in the guts because guess what? Your kids do not listen to what you say. They model who you're being. So if you're lacking confidence, if you're playing small, if you're second guessing, if you're people pleasing, if you're not putting yourself out there, if you're in a marriage you hate, if you have friends that gossip, if you watch reality TV and you talk shit about people on television, your kids are watching that, okay? And they're gonna model that. They're not gonna listen to what you say. They're gonna become who you're being. And so I want you to think about if you decided to shift from this training right now, if you decided to do that, how would your life be different? How would your bank account be different? It would be different, my friend. Very different. This is what we're going to do. As you watch this, this is my book, by the way, Becoming Magnetic. Oops, selfish plug. Go and get it. Published with Penguin. It's amazing. It's everywhere. You can buy it anywhere you want. Audio, video, everywhere. Like it's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Audible. It's on Apple Books. It got like bestseller in Apple Books, which was amazing. I'm so grateful. I hope you love it. And in the depth of this book, Chapters 6 are all about the values, which is what we just covered, the depth of values and how you can have your boundaries and know who you are and know what you stand for. And then chapter 7 is creating your alter ego. So we're going to cover this. So we're going to do a live workshop. I'm here with you right now. We're going to take action. That's important. The action is important. We're going to have fun, okay? We're going to have a little play. So are you in? Do you want to do that with me? Let me know. Number 2 here, alter ego. Who is the lady on the left? When I do this at events, people say, Beyonce. And then I'm like, who's the lady on the right? And some people go, I don't know. And some people say, Beyonce. It's like, she's the same lady, right? No, This is Sasha Fierce. On the right-hand side, we have Sasha Fierce, who looks like Beyonce. And on the left-hand side, we have Beyonce. Now, this is the part of the thing where I can't play the video. But I want you to stop me, pause me, click the link down below. It's a video of Beyonce on YouTube where she's sharing about her alter ego. And it's so impactful. I can't do it. Anyway, so how do we apply the Beyonce alter ego method? Let me just show you quickly what this video looks like, actually. So this is what the video looks like. It's amazing. And you actually can't hear it or see it, but it's really good. And then I ask you, what do you think about that? But you didn't watch it. So go and watch it. It's incredible. So how do we apply this to ourselves? Until we fix this one thing. We are doing something wrong. Many of us are doing this. And until you fix this, you are going to get this wrong. You're not going to be able to do the Beyonce alter ego method. And I want you to get it. So we believe that we have to do something. We have, we do, and we be. So once I have what I want, then I'll do what I need to do, and then I'll be who I want to be. Let me give you an example. If I had Beyonce's body, then I would do more confident things like her, and then I'd basically have Beyonce's results. I would be Beyonce. And I want to say to you, no. Let's use me, for example. If I had Beyonce's body right now, I would do the things that Erica Kramer does, and my body would then end up looking like Erica Kramer body. And that's the easiest example that I could tell you. Why? Because Beyonce dances for 17 hours. She had a concert that she rehearsed 2 months straight, 9 hours a day or 12 hours a day. And it was like a 5-minute concert. Beyonce does not play with the way she does what she does. And so if you think about, if I had the money, then I would do the things, then I would be happy. No, you can't. You're flipping it. That's not it. That's the opposite of what we need to do. Instead, we got to flip the script. Instead, you have to embody this. You have to be. Then you do, and then you have. Let me explain. We need to be what we desire now. This is where you have the identity shift. You got to be it right now. And then you're going to do the things that need to be done, aka action. And then you're going to have the results. Do you want an example? I got you. Instead of, once I have the money, then I will be happy. Once I have the body, then I will go to the gym. It's the when I, then I fallacy. If you read my first book, Confidence Feels Like Shit, I talk about this in depth. When I'm confident, then I'll put myself out there on social media. When I have 100,000 followers, then I'll actually take it seriously. No, baby, you're not going to have it. You need to be it right now. You need to be confident right now. What does confidence look like right now? And then what does a confident person do for them to have the result of confidence? This is huge, and I really need you to get this. If you got to replay me, rewind and do it again. So instead, you have to be, do, have. You must commit to being that version of you now. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this. I love him. And he's like, when you do your meditation, get up as if that thing you want, you had it. Like, for example, you want to speak on stage. You sit down in your meditation and you wish, like for me, I really would love to be on stage with Tony Robbins, okay? So I love Tony Robbins, and I would meditate and think about me on stage trying to high five him. He's so tall, and I can't slap his hand. And he's at my event, actually. And all the women are in the audience, and they're pink, and there's all the women, and Tony's a guest at my event. And I'm trying to high five him. And I get up out of my meditation so happy, so grateful that I got to talk to Tony Robbins and that he was a guest at my event. I get up like that shit is done. It's done. Not like I would like that. No, I go there, I see it, I feel it. And Joe Dispenza says, do not get up from that meditation until you have the feeling of I had that, I did that, that was incredible, and I'm grateful for it. And I know that sounds crazy, but imagine you walked around with that frequency. Like, it's done, I already did it. I'm so grateful for it. When you're in gratitude, you're in receiving mode. Anyway, another confession that I have to make. And you might know this if you follow my work. Confessions. I despise affirmations and fluffy shit. I hate it. My book, Becoming Magnetic, is an anti-affirmation book. It is not affirmations. It is not love and light. It is darkness. It is hard. It is tears. It is emotional release. It is the work. It is the dirt. It is not clouds. It is dirt. And so I don't want you to think that I'm over here going, pretend to be this version of yourself and just be too happy. No, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not asking you to fake it till you make it. Fuck fake it. I hate fake it till you make it. Stop saying that. Stop telling yourself you're fake and that you haven't made it. That sounds like shit, right? I'm fake and I haven't made it. Where are you going? To the grave, girl. Like, where are we going? We're not going anywhere. So forget fake it till you make it. Just make it. What do I mean by that? Make it up. You get to create who you want to be. Again, Tony Robbins says, I built this motherfucker you see here, Tony Robbins. I built myself. I made myself. I should be on the streets, homeless, addicted to drugs, in jail or dead. Let me look at your face. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be making seven figures. I shouldn't be having a podcast with millions of downloads. I shouldn't be able to do this for work. Like, this is my job, doing this shit with you. This is what I get to do for work. After I paid all the money and I went into the debt and I cried and I continue to cry and I continue to heal and I continue to release the layers of the stuff that does not serve me so that I can show up and do this. There's no reason why I have this. I'm not special. There's nothing. I would love to tell you I'm so special. There's nothing special about me. I'm anti-special. I actually don't have any special quality. I wasn't good at school. I wasn't very academic. I'm now getting my degree now at 41 years old, okay? So there's nothing special about me. I just was not about to let myself be the version of myself that kept attracting what I didn't want. I was like, I'm not believing the bullshit lies. I'm going to do the work. And I paid people money that I didn't have on credit cards so that I could level up. That's why I'm like so adamant about you working on yourself. You have to work on you. All the things you think don't mess with you, they're messing with you. I said in my first book, Confidence Feels Like Shit, if you don't do the work will do you. If you don't work on your shit will work on you. How? No money in your bank account, a body that you hate, unhealthy, kids who don't listen to you, children that aren't connected to you as a mother or as a parent, a relationship that sucks, no boundaries, like a lack of confidence. Like that is your life sharing and showing you where you haven't done the work. I'm getting on my high horse. Anyway, let's go back to the slides. So forget fake it, just make it. Make it up as you go. Who the hell gave you the book? Nobody. You get to make up your own goddamn life that you want. You get to decide the kind of life that you want to live and who you want to be on this world. You get to decide that. And if you don't, the world's going to tell you what they think. I'm not about to have that. So I'm going to tell you a story. I did a TEDx in, when did I do this? March last year. Anyway, I did this TEDx. If you follow my work, I'm wearing the same hat. Oh, hey, girl. I was shitting myself. If you could see my underwear skid marks in this photo, which you can't, thank goodness, you'd be like, damn, Erica, I had zero saliva. I had no saliva in my mouth. Like the saliva in my mouth was gone. I didn't have any saliva. I was so scared. I was the last speaker of the day. This was something that I've talked about with my community on my podcast for a long time. Like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I want to do a TEDx. I'm so nervous. Look at this. I just realized this as I'm telling you. My first book, I talked about being scared to do a TEDx and comparing myself to Brené Brown and the red rug and what I made it mean about myself. And I said in my book, I'm so scared. I can't imagine doing one. That was in 2020. That book came out. 2020 Confidence Feels Like Shit came out. Ooh, I'm getting like, oh my God. In 2025, no. Yes. 2025, Becoming Magnetic came out. And there's a chapter in the book called Radical Responsibility. And guess where that chapter came from? My TEDx talk, which was the 4 steps to radical responsibility. When I tell you that I walk my talk, I'm actually with you doing, I'm in the trenches with you doing the same shit I'm telling you to do. I was so scared. And the one thing that helped me on this day was my alter ego. I said, bitch, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You're the queen of confidence. Put the hat on, put the nails. I looked amazing. I'm gonna tell you now, I haven't seen anybody dress this good for a TEDx, okay? But did I do the best? No. Was I the best TEDx speaker? No. Was I shitting myself? Yes. Was I nervous and had no confidence before I walked on the stage? Yes. Okay. But I took responsibility. As I said, I was like, I am so scared. My mouth became a desert. All my saliva escaped my whole body. I don't know where the saliva in my body went. It was not available to me. I kept licking my lips. If you watch my YouTube, oh my God. My husband knew and I knew. Nobody else knew. Half the room were my clients. I sold out all the tickets at that damn event because all my clients supported me because they knew that was a big dream of mine. Involve people in your dreams. Side note, okay? So I'm telling you this because if I didn't look incredible, if I hadn't done my makeup and my hair and my nails and my hat and I had my lucky necklace that's got like a jewel and it's beautiful, if I didn't have my alter ego vibes, there's no way I would have walked on that stage. I had to utilize my alter ego and I had to make it up as I went. And I messed up at the end, by the way. They edit TEDx's. So never compare your TEDx to someone else if you do it because they edit it. Okay, how many edits? Who knows? But mine, I messed up and somebody cut it up and it doesn't look like I messed up, but I did. I'm telling you, I messed up. So don't compare yourself. Utilize your alter ego to do the shit that you think you would never be able to do. The future version of you is living the life that you want. She's out here. I need to look at you again because I'm getting excited. I'm getting hot. The future version of you is out there living her life. She has what you want. She's creating it. She's living it. So how does she do it? This is not about fake. This is about tapping into the unlimited, confident, magnetic, incredible, rich, wealthy, amazing, grateful, confident, amazing version of you. How does she hang? Where does she go? What does she think about? Who's in her circle? How does she become who she is? How does she do it? You're out there living your life. I promise you, you are. Everything you want is available to you. So you could figure out who she is, reverse engineer her GPS coordinates so that you have them, and then you tap into her, and then you become her. You do what she does, you will get her results. Make sense? Very important. I need you to understand this. Okay, we're going to keep going. So the reason why this matters to the alter shego is because there's a thing called enclothed cognition. And it says, this is the psychological effect that clothing has on how we think, feel, and behave. There is a symbolic meaning that influences your cognitive abilities. So baby, this is not fake. When you dress up nicely, look at me, I'm in my sparkly suit. My photo's a bit blurry, but anyway, I'm in a sparkly suit from head to toe, sparkles. Like, I love sequins. And when I wear this, not only does it change how I think and feel and my abilities, but what you wear doesn't just impact how others see you, it changes how you perceive yourself and your abilities. It affects your confidence and your performance. So I'm telling you now, I used to be a stylist, I was a hairdresser, and now a coach. And I'll tell you now, the external confidence matters. The way you look, the way you dress, people respond differently to you based on the way that you show up. So I was able to do this TEDx thing, even though I was scared, because I looked good. I dressed my way. I was doing enclothed cognition. I was acting like the queen of confidence, a woman who backs herself and is not scared. And it affected my confidence. It affected my performance. I was still nervous and scared and didn't have saliva, but I made it happen for myself. So in my book, Becoming Magnetic, if you haven't bought it, click the link below. Just kidding. Sneak peek into chapter 7. So this is creating your alter shego. Chapter 7 is what we're going to dig into right now. We're going to do it together. Okay? Pen and paper. Get ready. These are the 5 steps to becoming magnetic, by the way. And in the book, I cover the 5 phases. And I'm not talking about fluffy bullshit, okay? I am giving you tangible micro skills, step by step, on how to become magnetic. There is a way to do it. I don't care if you call yourself an introvert or you think you're shy or you're like, no, you don't understand, Erica. No, you don't understand. You can have this. You can create confidence. You can become magnetic. You can attract everything that you want. You can own your presence, all of that. You can attract what you desire. They're steps. They're micro steps and skills that you can learn. Self-mastery, defining your true north, that's all about your values. We did that in the module previous to this video. The evolution, huge. Your test, the universe and the world will test you. Are you really who you say you are? Do you pass the test? Are your boundaries on lock? And then 5, your aura. Everybody wants the aura, but guess what? You got to do the steps. And most people aren't willing to do the steps. Let's make it happen. Let's create your alter shego. All right, here we go. So I want you to think about these things here. I want you to think about this. A set of questions here. I'm going to put more in the module so that you can write it out. And in my book, there's even more questions. But just take a moment right now to think about, who is your alter shego? Who is she? The future version of you. I met a lady who loved Taylor Swift. And her name was Sarah, and she called herself Sarah Swift. I was like, that's cute. She likes it, right? I was like, great. For me, it's the queen of confidence. For Beyonce, it's Sasha Fierce. Who is yours? You could also say Erica 2.0. That's a little bit lame and a little bit lazy, so make it a little bit cooler. Use ChatGPT. So many of my clients are like, I use ChatGPT. But plug in the stuff. Don't ask chat to tell you who you are. You plug it in. You put the things in. What do you stand for? What does the future version of you stand for? What does she wear? What are her values? You know about values, we just did them. What's her theme song? Let me tell you, I have a playlist on Spotify, I'm gonna link it below, where women that have been in my program for years, over 7 years, have dropped their alter shego song. It's a collaborative playlist on Spotify. And they put their song, and whenever I feel like crap, I go to my alter shego playlist. And I know that that's a song that one woman in the world makes her alter shego come out. It makes her feel incredible, it makes her feel amazing. What is her theme song? Think about it. What is her power pose? What does she do to make her feel powerful? Does she stand on stage? Is she hands on hips? Does she do a little dance? Is she twerking? Whatever. Hey, whatever floats your boat, girl. I always do this. Oh, this. Can't really see my hand, but I do one of these. My hands are always real high out. Does she have a sidekick? My husband is definitely my sidekick, right? And I'm sure I'm his sidekick. What does she wear when she's in her element? How does she walk? How does she enter a room? What are her beliefs about money, about love, about impact, about leadership? What is her superpower? That's not on here. There's so much more in the book. What does she not tolerate? Like, what is she like? Absolutely not. I'm not tolerating that. What is she not willing to tolerate? She's like, nah, I'm not doing it. What drives her? What decisions does she make with ease? What does she stand for? Think about it. Think about it, okay? This is you building her out and then seeing who she is. Now, be very mindful. I'm going to come back to the screen for a minute. when I do this live, women are like, yeah, but I'm going to try to, I'm just going to make sure that that doesn't, no, don't confuse your future version of you with you now. You now is limited. You now has caps. You now goes, yeah, but what if I don't want to, should, she doesn't do that. You're creating an alter ego, and then you're like, oh, but I want to make sure that I don't, that's you now. Don't confuse them. Your future self doesn't have any of the bullshit worries that you have now. So just be like, oh, I've stepped back into me now. I step back into version of me and present. Your alter ego is not limited. She is unlimited, uncapped. She has what you want right now. She's living it. So when you notice the, oh, but I don't know if, what if, that's not her. That's you. And I believe that she doesn't come out because we don't know how to hold her. When you dress nice, when you wear, for example, red lipstick, women will wear red lipstick. And they'll be like, sorry, when I start preaching, my nose gets itchy. It's just the vibration of me telling you off with love. So women will be like, I can't wear red lipstick. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because I look stupid. And I'm like, no, you don't. And they're like, yeah, I look stupid. So what happens? They put red lipstick on and they feel like they look stupid. So they're like, they act sheepish. So then they do look stupid. Or you wear a mini skirt and every 5 minutes you're pulling it down. So then you do look stupid. Wear that shit. Let your booty hang out. Put the red lipstick on. Don't worry about if it's on your teeth. Do one of those and wear it. Stop pointing the, oh, I look stupid. Does it look okay? When you bring attention to your insecurity, then yes, you do. Own it. Wear it. Do it. So don't confuse in this process who you are with the questions and, oh, that's not you. That's not her. That's you. That's just what I wanted to say. So when you're doing it, you're not confused. Okay, my nose is so itchy. Next. Share your alter ego with us. You can't do that. But if you are in my program and you're watching this video, I want you to do it. Go into the group and show up as her. Do a video like her. I did this at an event once with my clients and they came looking schmick. I was like, who are you, Nikki? Nikki just rocked up with lashes and she was the alter ego. And the full day, we had a full day of alter ego. It was so much fun. I might do it again. It was amazing. So if you're in my program, go into the community, deck out like her and show up. Hi. My name is, boom, introduce yourself as your alter ego. Tell us who she is. Tell us what she's about. Share her with us. If you're not in my program and you don't work with me, what are you doing? Right? Get your booty in there. Work with us. Let's make it happen. It's so amazing. But here's the recommendation. If that's not you, go out into the world. Here's your challenge. Go out into the world, whether you work with me or not. Do this. Go into the real world and practice being her. Order a coffee at the cafe as her. Walk into the coffee shop like your alter ego. Try not to be who you are. Try to be her. Be her. Unapologetic. She is not embarrassed. She doesn't give a shit. Show up on an Instagram live like her. Yo, when I walk around, I get stopped on the streets because people are like, oh my God, look at your hat. Look at what you're wearing. You're so magnetic. I'm like, hey, how are you? Good morning. I make best friends with random people because I'm like, I love it. I love people. I love being who I am. I'm not apologizing for who I am. I'm owning myself. That's contagious as fuck. That's magnetic as hell. And people are like, oh my God, who are you? You're a breath of fresh air. You make somebody's day. Your day's made. Amazing. And you walk around free. You know what freedom is? That's freedom. That's freedom. When you don't let anybody limit you and you don't limit yourself. And if somebody doesn't like you, cool. Be generous. I don't care. Think what you want next. I'm not even thinking about you. I'm going to sleep in my silk pillowcase. Fine. Right? Add her style to your wardrobe. My alter ego loves pink. She loves crazy nails. She loves hats. She loves scarves. Be funky. Who is your alter ego? Did she wear purple? Wear purple. Buy some purple. Dress like her. And lastly, this most important, take action on something that you have been putting off. You know the thing. What have you been putting off? What would your alter ego do? What would she do? Tap into her. Tap into her. This is the challenge. Because if not, this is just another video, some fluffy bullshit. You don't do anything. Actually do something with this information because it can change you. So I want to know, what are you committed to doing now? Hit me up. If you don't work with me in my program, send me an email. support@thequeenofconfidence.com, right? If you're in my program, get in the group and let me know. What are you going to do? We need to make this happen. No more playing small. And lastly, as I told you a little bit about my story, it's not can you do it. It's not can you create it. It's not can you have the confidence. It's not can you build an alter ego. It's not can you make the money. Can you make the impact? Of course you can. It's will you. It's not can you. So don't get it twisted. I hope you love this. I cannot wait to hear how your alter ego goes for you. Make sure to share her with me. And I hope you love this video.